It's a blessing to be in the service tonight. Appreciate the Lord allowing us this time together. If you have a Bible with you, I want to call your attention to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4. And I want to look there tonight. Really, I think what I'll do is just read verse number 13. We'll refer to the remaining verses in that chapter. And you probably can quote most of this passage. But I want to read verse number 13 because I want to get a starting place there. And there's something I want to lift from that text or that verse to preach on tonight. So that's why I'm emphasizing that verse. Verse 13, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. You can stand and honor. Of course, we'll honor and reverence the reading of God's Word tonight if you're physically able and willing to do so. And we'll look at this verse tonight, and we'll look at the rest of these verses probably later on in the message, and probably some other verses and other passages tonight. But I'm interested in this verse, and I do need your prayers. The Lord would help us. Here's what that verse says. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Father, thank you for the prayers and the songs and the testimonies. And thank you now for the reading of your word. Give us unction and utterance as we endeavor to preach. Use us for your honor and your glory. Speak to our hearts as only you can. Reveal yourself to us. Reveal to us our need of you. Lord, do among us what we cannot do for ourselves. Deal with the sinner. Stir the saint. May we leave here better than what will come. May there be an eternal work done in our life tonight. Our Lord, what you're pleased to do, we'll bow with a head and praise you and thank you and love you, Lord, for what you do. For everything I ask tonight, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly tonight. The reason I read the one verse and because I want to emphasize what it said. And what I want to preach on tonight is the last part of this verse. When it said, even as others which have no hope. I want to preach tonight on no hope. No hope tonight. Now, the opposite of hope would be the word despair. If you don't have hope, you are in despair. To have hope tonight means you have an expectation of good. An expectation of good. And the scripture tonight, three places that I want to mention about no hope tonight. We'll come back to this passage lastly tonight, but there's two other places I want to talk to you about tonight when the Bible speaks about no hope. First of all tonight, I want to say there is no hope in sin tonight. No hope in sin tonight. And notice what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11. Notice what the Bible said. Wherefore, remember that you in time past, being Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. That is Paul writing to the church at Ephesus and explaining to them that as Gentiles, they had no hope. You see, my friend, there was hope in the Jews and in the law that they, my friend, were observing. But the Gentiles, who, my friend, the Bible calls heathens, an outcast, and Peter said, which in time past were not a people, not even considered a people. Amen? It was the Lord Jesus when he referred to the Syro-Phoenician woman, that woman of Canaan, and my friend, and he said to her, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. In other words, it's not right. It's not proper. Thank God it's not meet for me to take what belongs to the Jews and give it to a Gentile dog. That's where we all were, thank God, before the cross.
That's where every Gentile and every sinner was before Calvary and before the Lord Jesus Christ. We were, where the Bible said, without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise. And the Bible said, without hope, no hope, and without God in the world. That's where every sinner is tonight. I want to tell you, there is no hope as long as you maintain and live a lifestyle of sin. Amen? And that lifestyle of sin doesn't have to be outwardly, my friend, so morally, my friend, depraved. That lifestyle of sin, I can simply be doing your own thing, your own way. Amen? That is the essence of sin, itself. The Bible said in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on Christ the iniquity of us all. And so I say to you tonight, the essence of sin is self. Amen? What man's problem is, and what woman's problem is, thank God we want to sit on the throne of our heart, and we want to do what we want to do. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man. Man will rationalize, man will justify the way he lives, the way he does. Amen. Hey God, he'll try to pacify and satisfy himself and his conscience. Amen. He might do it through some practice of religion. He might do it by looking at others that live a more depraved or immoral lifestyle than himself and say, I'm all right. Amen. Or he might compare himself and say, I'm as good as my neighbor or the next fellow. Amen. The problem is, all of us are not good enough tonight. Hey God, we are all, the Bible says, Isaiah 64, hey God, and God said, we are all as an unclean thing. Amen. And all of our righteousnesses is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. And in that natural state of sin tonight, of a state that all of us were born in, with a depraved and a corrupt and a sinful nature tonight, there is no hope. Amen. There is no hope if we want to maintain that lifestyle of sin. And Paul said to the church at Ephesus, you Gentile people, he said, hey God, when you were in your sin, hey God, in time past, he said, you were without God and you had no hope in this world. Amen. What a sad condition to be in, far off from the promises of God, far off from God himself, without him, hey God, and no hope, in the despair, and no expectation of good, just living your life like the flesh and the mind wanted you to live it. I just fall in the course of this world where by nature are the children of wrath. Thank God. I'm fulfilling the desire of the flesh and the mind. Amen. That's where all of us were. And God, I could have left us all there tonight. Amen. The sinner tonight in their sinful state has no hope tonight. Amen. Not in themselves, my friend. I'm not in comparing himself with others. They're trying to even be a little religious. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? And so there's no hope tonight. I'm seeing. Amen. Now let me get all three of these and then go back. First of all, there's no hope tonight in sin. Amen. And then in Acts 27 and verse number 20 tonight, I want to mention to you that the Bible said, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. No open sin tonight. And then in this text, there was no hope in the storm. Amen. Hallelujah. And then tonight, may I preach to you just a moment tonight? Back at our, ain't got original text tonight. There in 1 Thessalonians. And may I say to you tonight, there's no hope in the cemetery. Amen. No hope in sin. No hope in the storm. And no hope in the cemetery. He said, sorrow not as others. Even as others. There are others that in the cemetery tonight, they have no hope. Amen. Hallelujah. What a state of despair. What a terrible place to be in. And to be in sin and have no hope. But that's where every sinner is tonight. There is no heaven. Hey God, for the sinner outside of Christ. There is no hell. No hope tonight. For the sinner that only puts his trust in himself. Hey God, and in his own life, there is no hope in that. Oh, I've heard folks talk and say, I'll eventually get there one day. Hey God, I'll eventually wind up there. I'm a good person at heart. Has nothing to do with salvation tonight. Has nothing to do with going to heaven. Amen. I mean, really, most folks feel like today, if they'll be half decent, be honest in their dealings, treat their neighbor right, work their job, treat their family halfway decent. Amen. Hey God, and be kind to dumb animals. But somehow God someday will let them into heaven. Hallelujah, friend. Are you listening to me tonight? But the problem is, we've got a sin nature and a sin problem. And God cannot look upon sin or accept sin. Amen. Or, my friend, hear me tonight. Or let sin into heaven. I'm sure to go to heaven. Hey God, we've not got to get rid of the sin that's in us. We've got to, my friend, be forgiven of that sin and changed from that. And if we don't, we don't have any hope. And that's where the church at Ephesus was and the Gentiles. Hallelujah. One but one group of people on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Hear me, friend. That for 4,000 years had any hope. And that was the Jews. Thank God they had the law. They had a priest. Amen. They had an altar. They had the blood of sprinkling. And they were looking for that thing when Messiah would come. Thank God. And make all things new. Everybody else, thank God, was left to themselves and was Gentile dogs. Heathens, amen. And didn't have any hope. Amen. Do you remember when you was in sin and didn't have no hope? Hallelujah. Living in despair. Amen. Nothing to look forward to. Thank God. And nothing about tomorrow to bright. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear me, friends. And you can be surrounded with all this world's goods and still not have any hope. Amen. That's why Elvis Presley committed suicide. He didn't have no hope. That's why Marilyn Monroe committed suicide. He didn't have no hope. That's why others, thank God, that had every reason for living, as far as naturally speaking, I committed suicide and died at an early... Hey, are y'all hearing me? These stars and starlets, thank God, my friend commit suicide, overdose, because they've been to the top of the hill, they've lived on top of the world, and yet found out that you can have the world, but it don't satisfy you. And they were in despair and had no hope. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's where the unbeliever and the sinner is tonight. That's where the church at Ephesus, before they were saved, that's where they were. Hey God, without God and no hope, in despair, no expectation of good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, my. Well, is that the sermon tonight? No hope in sin, no hope in the storm, and no hope in the cemetery. Is that all I've got to preach tonight? Are y'all ready to go to the house? Are y'all ready to lock her up tonight? And let's go back and say there is no hope tonight. Oh, no. No, I'm here to preach the gospel tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, God. Notice now what he said in Ephesians chapter 2. When he said, I thought you were without God and having no hope in the world. But notice what he said in verse 13. But now, hallelujah. But now, hallelujah. I remember how I was. Do you remember how you were? In despair, without hope. But thank God, I can say, but now, there's been a change. There's been a turnaround. But now, thank God, in Christ Jesus, you which were sometimes far off have been made nigh by the blood of Christ. Hey, let me read the rest of this to you tonight. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. He said, Jews call the uncircumcision by the circumcision. By the Jews, you call the uncircumcised. But he said, us all in the flesh. And they were nigh to God because of the law and the promises. And you were afar off. Thank God, because he wasn't a Jew. Thank God, he wasn't a Hebrew. Whoa! But he said, now, he's our peace, and he has made both of us one, and broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There's no difference now in Christ, in the circumcised, and the uncircumcised, in the male or the female, in the Jew or the Greek or the Gentile. Hey, hallelujah. Whether you're born or free, thank God. Whether you're rich or poor, whether you're educated or uneducated, makes no difference. If you can get in Christ, there is hope. Amen. While there is hope, he's our peace. And he has abolished in his flesh the enmity. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances to make in himself a plain one new man making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. At that time he said, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ. Hallelujah. There is hope and there's a difference. He said you went from having no hope and without God, you went from being aliens, thank God, from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, unto what? Verse 19. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, I pray God into an holy temple of the Lord, and who also you are building together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. I want to say tonight, thank God, when there was no hope for us when we had sinned sin, I'm glad, thank God, I found out there was hope, not in my sin, but in Christ Jesus. There was no hope in Adam. He sold us out. Thank God he sold us to the pawn shops of hell. Thank God, amen. And we were indebted forever. But aren't you glad Christ Jesus came along? Thank God, amen. And in him tonight, there is hope. Hallelujah. Oh, there's hope for you, sinner, tonight. In Christ. Amen. No hope to stay where you're at. You'll burn, you'll perish, you'll be destroyed, or you're condemned, you'll be damned, or you'll be judged. You're under the wrath of God. But if you can get in Christ tonight, thank God you can be made free, and you can be made nigh, and the blood will wash away your sin. You can have peace.
Jesus Christ, and you can no longer be a stranger and a foreigner and an alien. Thank God for the fellow citizens of the household of God. Be put in the family tonight. Amen. So the sinner, if he can get in Christ, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, how'd I get in it? God will have to put you in it. Hallelujah. Well, what's my part? Just surrender. Just submit. Just get off the throne of your heart and let Him sit on the throne of it. Hallelujah. And God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. You can't save yourself. Man cannot lift himself out of the muck and mire of sin that he's in by his own power. But thank God for that power, that resurrection power, how it come with the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died to reconcile us, raised to justify us. Hallelujah. And everyone that'll come to him in repentance, towards God in faith in his name, God will, my friend, forgive their sin, raise them how to walk in the newness of life. I'm glad tonight there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. There's hope. Can I say when there was no hope, now there's a bright hope. Amen. By the word bright, I mean lively. Amen. A living hope. I mean, when you go from no hope, or dead hope, or despair, to a lively hope or a bright hope, that's what's happened to us. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. What do you mean? We've been born. Hey God, unto a lively hope. We that didn't have a hope, we've been begotten again or born again. Hallelujah. And God has taken of that inside of us that was dead towards God and recreated it or made it anew in Christ. And thank God, now we which didn't have any hope, have a lively hope. Have a bright hope. Amen. Well, thank the Lord. How is it? It's because Jesus died and rose again that any of us have hope tonight. If we had hope only in this life, in Christ, we'd be of all men most miserable. If Christ did not rise again, if Christ just came down here and walked among us and taught and preached, and then God got him coming, you might as well believe Allah and Mohammed. You might as well believe Joseph Smith and Hare Krishna. Amen. All of you do as well. But thank God, he declared to be the Son of God with power when he laid down his life. And he said, I do lay it down freely. No man takes it from me. I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. And he did die, but he rose again. And because of that resurrection, you and I have a lively hope, a bright hope, a future. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not only a bright hope, it's a better hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We not only come up to speed with the Jews, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, but them and us together in Christ went beyond what they were under the law. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, you mean God tried the law and it didn't work, so he had a plan B? No, the law wasn't plan A. Matter of fact, God never did have a plan A or a plan B or a plan C or a plan D. God never did have plan 1, plan 2, and plan 3. He just had one plan. And that was Christ to die in the place of the sinner. The law was added to the offense, not a ban. The law was given. Hey, God, that sin might endear, indeed appear sinful. The law was added. Hey, God, to shut men up. Hey, God, under the faith that should be revealed. Hey, thank God. The law was temporary. But Christ's death and resurrection is eternal. Hallelujah. And to them that believe and receive him,
eternal, eternal, and everlasting life. I'm not just saved for tonight. I'm not just saved for tomorrow. I'm not just saved for a week. I'm saved eternally. I have everlasting salvation. I'm saved, but because of that bright hope, that eternal hope, thank God. And it's a better hope than was under the law. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Hebrews 7:19, the law made nothing perfect. Hallelujah. And it didn't. Hallelujah. When the law came and there was a sacrifice for sin, amen, it only put them up a year at a time, and there was always the remembrance of sin under the law, because it never could do away with sin. Amen. It purified the flesh, but it could do nothing for the conscience and nothing for the soul. Hey, hallelujah. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hey, but when Christ shed his blood, it is more powerful than the blood of bulls and goats that purified the flesh. Of that eternal blood, he said, I purged our conscience from dead works that has served the living God. It didn't just set forth our sins. I thought it washed them away. And in Christ tonight, there's no remembrance of sin. They are forgotten tonight. Of Christ's blood, I didn't cover our sin. Hallelujah. If I cover this tonight, and you didn't know what it was before, thank God you'd say it's covered. But something's under there. That's what the old law did. It covered our sin, but there's always a remembrance of something being under there. But Christ's blood washed our sin away. It didn't cover them. It done away with them. They're gone forever. Hallelujah. And that's why we have a better hope.
It's a better hope. Went from no hope to a bright hope to a better hope. Hallelujah. The law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Hallelujah. Sinner, you're sitting here in despair, sitting here with no hope, no future. But thank God in Christ tonight, there's a bright hope. And there's a better hope. May I say this word tonight? It's a broad hope. Amen. Hallelujah. How did the hope get brought to you? Amen. I'll tell you how the hope got brought to you. Same way I'm doing tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 1. Amen. And verse 23. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. And I, Paul, am a minister. Amen. You know what brought you hope? The gospel. The hope that you didn't have was brought to you. You couldn't find it, but the gospel brought it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the gospel is the word of God. Amen. Preached with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. That's what the gospel is. Amen. And the heart of the gospel is Christ died for the sinner. Christ took the sinner's place. Christ rose. Christ lives. Amen. And as many as receive him, to them gave he power how to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. See, I lived all them years in church. Hey, God didn't think I needed no hope. I was just happy like I was. Then I found out, hey, God, I was hopeless. That I was in a mess. That I was going to hell. That I was a sinner by nature and my practice and my choice. And that I was under the judgment of God and the condemnation. And it shook me up. And fear struck my heart. And I got afraid of going to hell. I got afraid of going to sleep at night. I got afraid of the darkness. I wondered, was the Lord going to come and find me in the state I was in? Hope
But then that gospel, thank God, that showed me I was a sinner, said, hey, buddy, there's a way out. There's hope for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's your substitute. He's your sacrifice. Amen. And I ran to Him. Amen. Got saved by the grace of God and found out I got hope in Him tonight. And it's a lively, or it's a bright hope. It's a better hope. And it was brought to me by the hearing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, bless His name. And so, He said, just Ephesus went from no hope, hallelujah, to a bright hope and a better hope. And that hope was brought to me when you heard the gospel. Briefly and hurriedly, may I pick up where I read tonight in Acts 27 and verse 20, no hope in the storm. Now the setting there, and I'm just hitting the high spots, but the setting there is Paul is on that ship headed for Rome. Amen. They stopped. Amen. They sailed under Crete. And they stopped. But some of them don't want to stay where they're at. They want to not stay at Lycia. They want to go to Phoenicia and to winter there. Because it's a better haven. It's a better place to winter. Paul says, don't go. I'm afraid you go. This sailing at this time of year, God has spoken to me that you're going to endanger the ship, and you're going to endanger what the ship is carrying, the cargo of the ship, and then you're going to endanger our lives. But the soldier that was in charge of the Roman prisoners that was to be carried to Rome, amen, listened to the owner and the master of the ship more than those things are spoken by Paul. And when the soft wind blew south, when the soft south wind blew softly, he thought he'd obtained his purpose. They set their sails up, and they're just going to go around the island of Crete and get on the other side and come into that better port city, that better haven. Amen. But when they set loose, amen, set sail, a Euroclydon wind came upon them, and they were blew plumb off course, and they didn't know where they was at. And they went 14 days without seeing the sun or the moon or the stars. Amen. And Paul said, when the sun, the stars did not appear in many days and the tempest didn't back up, it kept blowing fiercely. He said, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. There was no hope. Amen. There was no hope in the storm. Have you ever sailed into a storm? Have been in a storm and felt like you were in despair and there was no hope? That's where these fellows was. And I see them as they've already thrown everything off of the ship to lighten the ship so it won't sink. And they're hanging on for dear life and they've been tossed to and fro on that boat for all them days. Amen. And they can barely see one another and hear one another talk in that heavy tempest as the waves and the rain and the wind keeps going over their ship. They're like a cork hanging out on a stormy sea bobbing up and down on the water. And for a long time they don't see Paul. But the Bible said after a long abstinence, he stands in their midst and said, hey! I don't know how they're hearing him above the storm, but he's a-hollering as loud as he can. And he said, hey, I've been down in the bottom of the ship the last little while. And he said, I've got some news for you. First of all, y'all shouldn't have never left where we left from. You should have listened to what I had to say. And we would not have suffered this harm and loss. But he said, be of good cheer. The God whose I am and whom I serve has sent his angel. And he stood by me this night. Hallelujah. And he said, Paul, hey God, you're going to go to Rome. You're going to stand before Caesar. And I'm going to give everybody in the ship, I'm going to give them to you. Nobody's going to lose their life. And he said, I believe God, amen, that it shall be as it was told unto me. In other words, in the midst Hallelujah. And so, I want to say, Paul could believe in hope when there was no hope. I want to tell you, dear saint of God, tonight, if you're in the storm, thank God, however you got there, if it was your own, I might pray in self-will, or if it was simply, I might pray in others that caused you to get in the storm, whatever you're there tonight, I'm glad God knows you're in the storm, and I'm glad, thank God, you can believe Him in the midst of the storm. Amen. And Paul said, I know it don't look like it. I know the wind hadn't laid down in it. I know the waves have not slacked in it. I know the rain still pelting us. But I believe what God said. We're not going to lose our lives. We're all going to make it.
Hallelujah. And so he believed in hope in the midst of the storm when there was no hope. That's what Abraham did according to Romans 4:18. The Bible said who against hope believed in hope. Hallelujah. Well, what did Abraham believe in hope when there was no hope? I'll tell you what Abraham believed. His wife couldn't have no youngins. She just couldn't have no youngins. She had got so old, she was 90 years old, that her womb was dead. Amen. That is, according to nature, thank God, and according to her own body, she couldn't produce a child. Hallelujah. But God said, hallelujah, I'm going to visit you, Sarah. Amen. And in 9 months, you're going to have a son. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, yeah. How could it be? Thank God, when there was no hope, there was a hope to believe in because God's Word said it. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you tonight, circumstances and situations may not look like there's no hope, but if you ever get a word from God, sink your teeth into it. Believe in hope. There's hope when there is no hope, even in the midst of a storm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Will y'all allow me just a minute? No hope in sin, no hope in the storm, but I want to preach on this no hope in the cemetery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we first read tonight out of 1 Thessalonians. Amen. And Paul said to the church at Thessalonica, he said, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Who is it you're talking about that's asleep, Paul? He declares it in verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. That is, the saints departed. And he said they're really, he said we look at it as death, but he said it's really, they're just asleep. Hallelujah. They're asleep in Jesus. And those that have believed in Jesus, that he died and rose again, and they're sleeping in him. He said, you don't have to sorrow as others which have no hope. Now, anybody that's buried, anybody in the cemetery that's not asleep in Jesus don't have any hope. Oh, there are others that have no hope, but them that are asleep in Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you know we ain't never buried a saint of God yet? There's not one saint of God ever been buried. Somebody said, I was there when it happened. You was there when we planted them. When you bury something, you don't mean for it to come up. But when you plant something, you mean for something to come out of that. And every one of God's youngest, when we laid their body beneath the sodden clay, we didn't bury them, we planted them because we're expecting something to come out of them. That's hope! Hallelujah. No hope in the cemetery if you're outside of Christ. No hope if you've died outside of Christ. But if you died in Christ, there's hope. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. What hope is that? Well, here's the rest of it, and I'll read it to you. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain in the coming of the Lord
shall not prevent them which are asleep. For here's what's going to happen. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Thank God, there may be some sorrow when our loved ones depart and we have to put them in the cemetery. But I'm glad, thank God, that we're bearing them in hope, amen, in sure hope of the resurrection. For when the Lord comes and the trumpet of God sounds, they're going to get up, and about the time they get up, if we're alive, we'll be changed in the moment and the twinkling of an eye, and we'll be caught up together, and we'll meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's our hope. What hope is that? That's the blessed hope.
Amen. That's the blessed hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. Amen. And we're looking for Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify to Him a peculiar people, zealous of good works. The blessed hope for the believer is, when He comes, He'll change our vile body and fashion it like in His glorious body. When He comes, that was sold in weakness will be raised in power. That was sold in dishonor will be raised in honor. The blessed hope is that was sold in corruption will be raised in corruption. That was sold a mortal body will be raised in an immortal body. That was sold in the flesh will be raised a glorious body, a glorified body. That's our blessed hope. Hallelujah. The cemetery at the end for the child of God. It's not over, and there's no hope. There's hope beyond the grave. There's something for us that's far better than this life for the child of God, for them that's asleep in Christ. It's a blessed hope. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1 said it like this. Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And here's the verse I want to get to. And every man that hath this hope within himself purifies himself, even as He is God. It's a blessed hope. Hallelujah. Amen. There may not be no hope in sin, but there's hope in the Savior. There may not be any hope in the storm, but there's hope in the Scripture. There may not be any hope in the cemetery for the unbeliever. Thank God, but for the saint of God. Thank God. And the shout's going to get them up. And we're going to leave this vain world and wake up in a battle. Y'all hearing me? Amen. Thank God for the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's sure, it's steadfast, it's unmovable, and it enters within the veil whether Christ, the forerunner, has entered for us. I'm glad I got hope tonight. Hallelujah. I have hope that the sun shines bright. I have hope. Amen. In that land. Oh, bless His name. We're going to meet the Lord in that. Amen. Probably done told you this. Let me say it and I'm through tonight. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. So shall be the Lord. Now, Satan made war in heaven. God moved him out. The third of the angels fell with him. So Satan was defeated in heaven. He came to earth where was man's dominion. And man handed over the dominion of the earth to the devil. And now he's the God of this world. Amen? But one came from heaven, the Lord Jesus, and was made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us under the law. And he defeated that devil in the wilderness when Satan offered him the kingdoms of this world. And he refused them all and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And it's written, man shall not live by bread alone." And he defeated him on this ground. Then he died at Calvary, went to the underworld where Satan had been reserved to or cast down to. Hallelujah. Amen. And took paradise. Amen. And moved it from there, out of the heart of earth, into heaven. And as he started out that day, he said, "Hey, devil, hand me the keys to hell and death." And the devil hung them on his belt. And he stepped out and said, I defeated the devil on the earth. I defeated him at Calvary. I defeated him under the earth. Hallelujah. The only thing that the devil's got left is he's the prince, the power of the air. But when Jesus comes again, do you know where he's coming to? In the earth. And do you know where he's going to call his saints to? The air. We're going to meet together in the air. Hallelujah. Right in the middle of the devil's domain. Hey. And the dead in Christ are going to say, "Hey God, we which are alive at that moment are transformed." Or say, "Oh death, where is thy sting?" And them that's been raised from the grave, I'll say, "Oh grave, where is thy victory?" And the devil's going to stand there with a blank look and realize that right in the middle of his domain, the church is going to be gathered together. And with the bridegroom and the bride are going to meet in the air, and he's going to be defeated in every place that he's ever had power and authority. Anybody hearing me tonight? That's our blessed hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah. I got to quit. Amen. But this hope we have in Christ, this hope we have of the gospel, this hope that we have of his return is not like, "Well, I hope it rains tomorrow, or I hope it's clear tomorrow, or I hope I feel good tomorrow." Amen. Or, "I hope this cold weather don't kill all my stuff I got planted tomorrow." That's not that hope. But it's a sure and a steadfast. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm saved by hope. My soul is saved by grace through faith, but my old outward body is saved by hope. Amen. Thank God. Oh, bless his name. And it's not a maybe so. Thank God, it is an assurance. It's going to happen. I just got to wait till he gets here. Amen. But it is evident it's going to come. How do you know it's going to come? Because I've got the earnest of the expectation in my heart. I've got the down payment. Amen. I've got the earnest of my inheritance, which is the Holy Ghost. And I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And thank God I have hope.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I went from no hope to hope tonight. And sinner, you can come tonight and go from no hope to a better, to a bright hope tonight. He's saying, if you're in the storm, there's a way you can believe in hope when there is no hope. If you hear God's word. And then we have that blessed hope when others don't have any hope in sin today. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Everybody stand, please. If you need to use the altar tonight, if you need to be saved, if you need to get right with God, if you just need to pray for any reason, you come. Sister, come on the piano if you will. Tonight, if the Lord speaks to your heart, would you obey him tonight? You see, that's what gives us hope tonight, is when God speaks to us in the Word of God and we obey what it says. We hearken to the Word of God. That gives us hope. Do you have hope in Christ tonight? Do you have hope beyond the grave? Do you have hope beyond this life? Do you have hope for tomorrow? Do you have hope tonight? If you don't, would you come to this altar tonight? As the Lord would draw you and the Lord would speak to you, would you come tonight? They play and sing. The Spirit of God draws you. The voice of God calls you. You obey the Lord tonight. If you don't have any hope, there's hope in Christ. There's hope in the blood of Christ. There's hope in the resurrection of Christ. You don't have to leave without hope. You don't have to die without hope. There's hope in Christ. There's health in the Savior. There's salvation. There's forgiveness of sin in the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood has made peace for us. And it's will get that blood applied and appropriated to our lives. Is your hope in the blood tonight? Do you have hope beyond the grave? Do you have hope of heaven? Do you have that blessed hope that if Jesus comes tonight, you'll rise to meet Him because you're one of His? Oh, if you don't have hope in Christ tonight, would you come? And place your trust and place your confidence in Him tonight. Commit your life, your soul to Him. Get off the throne of your heart and let Him sit on the throne tonight. There's hope, though you're in sin tonight. Christ has made it possible that the sinner can be saved. That the sinner can be forgiven. That the sinner can have his sins or her sins cleansed tonight. You can have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood atoned for your sins. There's hope in the storm. And there is hope, even though we're put in the cemetery, that we'll rise again if we're asleep in Christ. If we believe that He died and He rose again. He said, well, your soul is your heart right with God. If not, would you step out and come tonight? Would you hearken to the voice of God? If you're here far away from God, if you're here without hope, if you're here strangers from the covenants of promise, realize tonight you can be made thine through the blood of Christ. You can become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. The gospel, it's good news. God has accomplished salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ. And if you'll come to Jesus and repent of your sins and trust in my faith, God, for Christ's sake, will save you and wash away your sins. Would you come? Well, if you feel the burden and the need to pray, if you've heard the voice of God, harden not your heart. Step out and come tonight. Make your way to Jesus, sinner. Make your way to Calvary tonight. Make your way to God, saint. Oh, trust Him tonight. Resign your will to the will of God. Let go and let God have His way. Don't harden your heart tonight. Don't say no to the voice of God. Don't spurn the wooing of the Spirit of God. Right with God while there's time, while you have opportunity.
Jehovah. Amen. I ain't hoping he's coming. He's coming. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, if I wasn't where I ought to be in the Lord, condition this world, what he's preached, I mean, listen, he's just ready to step out, I believe.